Rishita. But halacha k Rabbi Eleza. But you should know the halacha is like Rabbi Eleza, that all four of them have this halacha of Dayan Shosan. The pshat is not to be Yeshua talking, if Yeshua Tak argues. Just means there's a Tana of the Mishnah that's saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Eleza, that all four Noshim have the halacha of Dayan Shosan. Now the Mishnah goes to explain that Eizel hi Besuna, what's called a Besuna, that means Kol Shema Rosa Dam Yomeha. She never saw Dam yet. The first time she's Dam, that's when she's Tom Dayan Shosan, from now on and not from before. Now after Pishin is, so even though she's already married already, even though she had Tashmish already, so what? But if this is the first time she sees Dam, she's not Tomei Lemafreya Meis Leis. Muberis, what's the case of Muberis, a pregnant lady? So that the Mishnah says, Misheivoda Ubra, when you could see that she's pregnant. And we'll see in the Gemara that means, when she finished 3 months, after she's pregnant for 3 months, then it's called Nika, you could see that she's pregnant. Manika, pregnant, a nursing lady. Chetigmu Espino, until she finishes nursing, meaning to send the Kuri after 2 years, after 24 months. What's going to be Nos no Bino le Manika? Let's say she gave her son over to a different lady to nurse, and the mother herself is not nursing. Or else Gematua, let's say she finished nursing before the 2 years are up. Or in Mace, let's say the kid died before the 2 years are up. So Rabbi Meir says, Mitamam Yesliyes, now that Lemitzius says the mother is not nursing, so it goes back to normal, and therefore she would be Mitamam Yesliyes. If she sees Dam now, the tumor goes back Lemafraya 24 hours. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say no. The Chomer and the Chomer still has the same halacha for this period of 24 months. That still, if she sees Dam, will only be a din of Dayan Shosa. That she'll only be coming from then on and not from before. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, because this story is a Varea Misparkim, that the lady's body like is out of shape. It takes 2 years for it to get back in shape. So therefore, she's still called Mislekas Domim. Therefore, she will not be Metamel Marfreya. Only Mikan Ulabo. Now, Ezehi Zekena, what's called an older lady that says that now when she sees Dam, it's only Dayan Shosan, Kol Shavrolea Shalashonis. If it passed by already 3 times, 3 periods, Samach Zeknosa, right before when she's getting older, and she did not see for 3 months already, so then we say if she sees again, that's a din of Dayan Shosan. Reb Lezer says no. It's not only a Zekena, but he holds Kol Isha, any lady would be that way. Kol Isha, Shavro Le, Sholoshaynois, Daya Shosa. Any lady, that if she skips 3 times, 3 periods, and does not see Dam, then the 4th time which she sees, she's like the Cheskes, Mislekes, Damim, and therefore she'll only be Tamim Mikan Labor, and not Lemafrei. There's no Din Tumas Meis Leis, if she skips 3 periods. Now Rabbi Yossi says, that Muberis, a pregnant lady, or else a Manika, that's nursing, Shavra Lem Shalashoinus, Dayan Shosan. And he holds the first 3 months, they still have regular Tumas Meis Leis. So only after they skip like 3 months, then we say, Dayan Shosan. Now, of a Me Omru Dayan Shosan, when was it said this halacha, that when Isha sees the Dam, she's only Tumas Mikan Labor from now on, not Lamafreya, that's only said Beriya Rishoina. The first time she sees, like this Maniko, this Muberis, it's only the first time that she sees that we say now it's Dayan Shosan. Avol Bishniya, let's say the second time she sees, and Echnami, then the Lacharis Taka, Avol Ashniya, she is Matamim Lies Lies, then already it's called like she's Becheskas Tav Dam, that she would be Tamim Lies Lies. What's going to be Vimroso Harishayna Miyonis? Let's say the first time this Pesula sees, or this Isha, the Maniko, the Mubaris, the first time she sees is from an Inus. It's not her fault. Then Afashniya Dayan Shosan, even the second time also, she still had the loch of Dayan Shosan. Now Machmas Inus, let's say she was jumping, or else she got scared, she got afraid of something, or else of course she was carrying something, said the loch is, even the second Re would also have a din of Dayan Shosan. It's only when she sees a normal Riya, then we say she's back to the normal stage to see Dam, then it's not called Mislekas Damim. But if the first Riya was Machmas Anoinis, then the second Riya was still have the din of Dayan Shosan. Now the Gemara says, Tani would learn like this, O Malay Reb Lezler Bishua, Reb Lezer says back to Reb Yeshua, listen, Ata loy shamata, you do not hear, like you're telling me you do not hear more than a besula. But ani shamati, but I heard clearly that all four ladies have a din of dayan shosen. Ata loy shamata lo achas, you only heard one. Vani shamati haba, I heard a lot. If so, ain't no, you should not say, Lemishal Aruas HaKadosh, like a marshal, you should not say to someone that does not see the Kiddush HaKadosh, Yovid V'yoyin, come and say Eidus. And rather, Lemishal Aruah, on the one that saw it. In other words, I saw it. As I know, I heard that all four ladies have it in of thine chosen. Therefore, you, Rabbi Yeshua, should not argue on me. Just the fact you did not hear about it, that means nothing. Samura says now that Kol Yomav Shur Rabbi Lezer, all the years that Rabbi Lezer was alive, he used to hold like Rabbi Yeshua. He used to pass contact that only Yabsula was dying Shosan, not the other three ladies. But Liyacha Ptirosa Shur Rabbi Lezer, after Rabbi Lezer was Niftam, then Hechzer Rabbi Yeshua Zadavu Liyashnai, Kareb Eliezer. Then even Rabbi Yeshua also brought the Halacha back to passing like Rabbi Lezer, that the din is really that all four Noshim have a din of dying Shosan. Says so if Yeshua like really agreed, so then how come Bechayev, Samar says Bechayev when Reb Lezer was alive, how come they did not bring down the Lacha? Samar says my time Bechayev my time aloy. Samar says Mishum to Reb Lezer Shemutihu, because Reb Lezer really was put Bishamt into a nidoy, it was a klaler upon him. Therefore the Sofri held like this for Yeshua. He avdinan kavosei bechodom, if we act like him in one sack, avdinan kavosei brachunaisa, we're going to pass him like him and other things also. So, and umishum kvoided Reb Lezer le metzinu machinabu, we're not going to be able to be meichel, as the cover from Reb Lezer won't be able to stop them. Therefore they were afraid to pass him like Reb Lezer in this one prat, because maybe they'll come to pass like him in other cases also. But the Yachab see Rosh Hashanah Reb Lezer, after Reb Lezer was nifta, now they're not afraid anymore. The metzinu machinabu, if we'll see people will be knowing like other halachas like he passed him, will tell them not to. Is therefore Hechzer as a double Yashnai. Now Rabbi Yeshua brought the locker back the way he was supposed to be, to tackle all Dalet Noshim, the din is Dayin Shosan. Rashi says, Shemutui, Loshin Shamp, Loshin like Nidui. The Mitzinu Machin, Rashi says, Yavdi Kavasa Bechanaisa. So, therefore, now they were not afraid to bring this halacha back to where Rabbi Lezer held that all four Noshim are Dayin Shosan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Elezer B'Yabo. There are four different cases that we talk a pasuk like Rabbi Elezer, even though we're Shmutei, but there are four cases that we talk a pasuk like him. Chode the Amorit, one case like we just said, this Halacha of Dalet Noshim, of Dayin Shosan, Nikwa Dimi Pasuk like him. Vidach, what's the second case? HaMakasha, another Gemara later, it says HaMakasha V'Nishya She's Dam, when she has a labor pains. The halacha is, she has no tumas zava then. That's the halacha, like we'll soon see in Rashi, that zava zama, the dam comes out by itself and not machmas the vlad. And because of the labor pains caused it to see dam, she, even though it's during the yud alaf yomim, benidu l'nida, she would not have a tumas zava. Now, kama tishofa, how long does she have to like stop having the pains for te zava? That we say then she would have a tumas zava on her? Mi'es li'es. Dibur Reb Lezer, these are the words of Reb Lezer. And the Yalocha Kedavar would take a pasuk like him. So Rashi explains like this, HaMakasha means the Nisha's having labor pains, Machmas Vlad. She has like labor. Or V'teich Machmas Vlad, V'teich Echad Asa Yem Shebenid Lanidus. During these times, if she sees now 3 days, she'll become a Zava. The Kasha Sosh Lesha Yom, for 3 days she had these pains, with two from one after another. And every one of these 3 days with the labor pain, she saw dam. Now we hold the kaimalon diyena zava machma shloishi mekishri. If the dam cannot join these 3 days of labor pains, she does not become a zava. Because we dash in the posse to siv ki yizoy v'zoyv doma, for dashin b'vnais kusim gemar leidom, that the doma machmas atzim, only blood comes out by itself. For loy machmas vlad, not the dam that comes out because of the vlad. So therefore, if she has these labor pains, and she sees dam now 3 days, and then she gives birth, she'll be torn from zava. She'll have tumas later on her, but not tumas zava. But what's going to be now, after these 3 days pass by, she does not give birth? but rather the imshosim and atzala said the pain goes away. It's like forced labor. Shomdo b'loy tzal liyachas shloshi yomim. After the 3 days of pain, now it stops having pain. And the older, then later she gives birth. So in this galadov, and now we see klilam afreyam, that the dam came out, not because of the vlad. The vlad was not about to come out then. So then it's called, she was yoledes, bezoif. Then Echnamish left out Zayim Nikiyim besides the din of Yimei Tumas later. Before, let's say it was a Zohar besides the 7 days, on the Kedah before, besides the 14 days. So she left to wear another Zayim Nikiyim, and she lost have to bring two Kabonis, one for the Tumas Zayiv and one for the later. But now, how much does she have to stop in between? Rashi says, the Kamati Shofet Tamar the Tenuach Mitzarom. The Yachar Ashloisha Shakushi, after these 3 days of pain goes by, now how much does she have to be at peace without any pains to say that those pains were not called Machmas the Vlad, and therefore she would have it in Zavala Mafreyam? So that's Rav Nazol's Meis Leis, means if she stops these pains for 24 hours and then she gives birth, so now we said that those pains she had the last 3 days before was not really the Vlad, and therefore if she saw them, then she caused Tumas Zavar on them. Then Echlam, as we said before, she'll have to bring two kabonis. That's from Blessed Chiddushia, that this man of resting has to be a mace lace 24 hours. And we take a paskin, halacha gedvarov. Nidach, what's the third halacha? That hazav vihazova shabot kuat from Yerushim. Let's see, a zav or a zava. They had the tumma zava zava. Now they want to become tor. So now the halacha is, they have to count Zayin Nikiyim. So usually during Zayin Nikiyim, the mitzvah is to make a bedikah every one of the 7 days. What's going to be though, Shabbat Ka'atzman Yerushin or Matzator? They checked themselves the first day of the Zayin Nikiyim, they came out to be Tor, and Yom Shvi the seventh day, or Matzator, they found themselves to be Tor again, but for Shar HaYom LeBotka, the 5 days in between, they forgot to make a bedikah. So Reb Lezer Wayma, Harei Eilu Becheskes Tyra, yes that helps, and since you started off with Tyra, and you ended off the tire, that's enough. Even though you did not check out in between, we're not afraid to say maybe the dam came in between. And therefore, the becheska has to be tire. That's from Lezer Shita. We have Yeshua Raimano, Ein Lem Eli, Yom Arishim, Yom Ashri Bavag. He holds no, that since you did not check out the middle 5 days, they do not help. It's only the first and seventh day that helps. I hakad that Biba Manashach, if they saw him, so it should be Saiser. So of course only the Rabbanan Nikolachi is Machmir, to say you have to have Sipurim, and therefore you have to make another 5 Badikas. Rabbi Kiva Reimer, Ein Lehem El Yem Shvi Bavad, no, that since you did not make Badikas in between, we're afraid maybe she saw Dam then, and therefore you can't use the first days, you could only start counting now the seventh day. The Tanya would learn like this, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Oimrim, that Niran Divu Rabbi Leza, Midivu Rabbi Yeshua, it makes more sense the words of Rabbi Leza, more than what Rabbi Yeshua says, that you only count the first and seventh day, which doesn't make too much sense, like we have to cash the Monashach. If you saw in between, you shouldn't be able to use the first day either. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer swore to say that she's told Gamri makes more sense. But Vadivri Rabbi Kiva Vadivri Kulim, it makes more sense what Rabbi Kiva says, that in Echlam, we have to be afraid that maybe she did see Dam in between, and therefore, she only has the seventh day, not more. Avol, but Halacha Rabbi Lezer, the Ma'aseh Pasul of Rabbi Lezer. This is the third place for the Pasul of Rabbi Lezer over here. If she made a bedika the first and seventh day, that's enough. Neither, what's the fourth case? This man, we learned like this, that Achure Kelim Shinitmo. Let's say something was Matama, the back of a Kli. Not that the Kli Cheres, even with Kli Matches here. There's Makabu Tumim Mid Rabbana from its back, from the back of the Kli, to Mashkin, with water. That water is only metama kelim with the rabbanim, because mashkin really is not a navatumam, and we know only navatum is metama kelim. But with the rabbanim, though, we'll soon see why they said that mashkin tameim could be metama kli even miachurav. So now, Reb Lezer says metama nes a mashkin v'yein poistan nes eichlin. Now that this kli is mekabatumah for mashkin, it's only tummy enough that if it touches other mashkin, it could be metama other liquid. But if it touches food, it's not metama the other food. What's the svara? Metama minas hamashkin. This kli could be metama of the liquids. V'yafilu b'chul, even of chulin. But v'yein poistan es oichlin afil the truma. But if it touches food, it's not metama the food. Even food of truma does not become tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says metama nes hamashkin. It's metama. This kli could be metama mashkin. does make the food poisel. The word poisel nasoichu means that if it's truma and makes it for shlishi, it becomes poisel. And Omer Bishur, Bishur says like this, I have a kal v'choyma, kal v'choyma. To say that this mashkin, this kli that was tamed through the mashkin, should be able to be metama or truma. And he has a kal v'choyma like this, Omar tful yoyim, maduch, this person that was tamed and went to the mikvah today. Shein metama mashkin chulin, if he touches mashkin, he cannot be metama chulin, because the tful yoyim is like a sheni, and the sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Again, a kal v'choyma. Omar tful yoyim. Shein metama mashke. Chulin, it's not metama mashke of chulin. Toysel oichle truma. But it touches food of truma. It makes it possible, because the sheni can make a shlishi, can make it possible. If so, achure kelim. The back of these kelim. Shein metama mashke of chulin. That you're telling me now, if it touches mashkin, it is metama mashkin even of chulin. If so, ain't it isn't it a sword to say, she place a lechle truma, that avad, if this clean now touches truma, it should pass on the truma. So that's what Yeshua's sword. The more said now, Rebbe Lezer, what's Rebbe Lezer's sword to say now like this? He says like this, Ahure kelim dirabonin. That at the back of this clean is makabu tuma, for mashkin is only midirabonin. Again, because the mashkin is not a nava tuma, it's only midirabonin. Now it's full yom diraisa. Mashenga, that's what full yom is metama, the truma, that's midiraisa. If so, he says Rabbi Shua, for Rabbon and midiraisa, lay avdin in kavachoyma. You can't bring any kavachoyma from a diraisa de galocha to a rabbon de galocha. Why? Because the midiraisa, einoichel metama kli, rein mashke to metama kli. That midiraisa, food, or mashke, that's tomei, at most they could be as a rishon l'tumah, so they're not metama kelim. Therefore, v'rabbonu nu d'gozer, the rabbonu said only that this kli becomes tumi through mashkim, tumeyim. And what's the reason why? Gzeira mishum a mashkin d'zav v'zava. We're afraid like a gzeira, if people think that if a mashkin tumeyim touch a kli, the kli does not become tumey, they think who adin is the right, the spit that comes out of a zav v'zava. The mashkin that comes out of a zav v'zava also would not be metama the kli. And that's not true. The right, the mashkin that comes out of a zav v'zava is tumim midiraisa. So therefore, this kli is only tumim midirabonin now if regular mashkin touches the kli, not from the right of the zav v'zava, but regular mashkin liquid is tumim as a rishon l'tumah. When it touches the kli, again, it's only tumim midirabonin. It's only metama the kli midirabonin. It's only gzera the kadin, also the right of the zav. But now that it's not the reik of the zav, the spit of the zav, it's just regular mashkin, it's only metama the kli midirabonin. If so, now that this kli is tami midirabonin, the klal is mashkin the alumin the kabel tumah, other liquids. That's very easy, acceptable to receive tumah, because mashkin does not need a hechsher. Therefore, gozel b'rabonin, the rabbonin made exerva to say, if this kli touches mashkin, the mashkin will become tami. But oichlin, food, it's not so simple, not so easy to mekabel tumah. You have to have a hechsher on the food first. Therefore, the gozel b'rabbonin, the rabbonin does not make this gzeira to say that this keli, this only tummy with the rabbonin, could be metama food. The rabbonin may like a hecker. Now the Gemara says, "O Maishna, what's the difference that achura kelim denoket? What are you telling me now that the kli is mekabel tumah from the back? What should be the difference where it was mekabel tumah, from the back or from the inside? In both cases, it's only tummy with the rabbonin." So in both cases, you only have this halacha to be metama mashkin and not to be metama eichlin. So Mora says, no, mishum dekili, if it was makabu tumma from the back, it's more kal, it's more lenient, it's tumma. The Tanan, we learn like this also, that kli shenitma miachurav, a kli that became tumma from its back, but mashkin from liquid, again, so it's only metama with rabbonin. So halacha is now, even with rabbonin, achurav tumma. Only the back of the kli remains tumma. But toicha, the inside of the kli, ozna, it's like handle, ogna, the rim, yodav, the long handle of it, torim, they remain tor, the bottom of the amatama, the inside of the kli. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say nitamu toichai, let's say this mashkin went inside the kli, was matama, the inside of the kli, then the lochrizm of the rabbonin, that kule tame, the whole thing remains tame. So therefore Rashi explains, since if the tumma, if this mashkin touches the inside of the kli, the whole kli becomes tummy, both the inside and the outside, then he would also agree with Rabbi Lezer that now even though it's only tummy with the rabbanim, but since it's a chomer dekatumah that both inside and outside is tummy, that if it touches eichlin, it would be metama the truma. So that's why he says dafka was mekabel tumah from the achur from the back, that the other rabbanim made the heker to say only the back is mekabel tumah, not the inside. So the other rabbanim made this kula that kli is only metama mashkin and not metama eichlin, not even truma. Now the Gemara is, my Kamashmulam Shmuel, what is Shmuel teaching us in saying that we pass through like Reb Lez in four places, the Kulur Tanan Hilchasa. All these four cases has anyway Hilchasa Reb Lez. So Pshita we pass through like him, what do we need Shmuel for? The Chitema made you tell me that this fourth case of Achura Kelim Kamashmulam, the Lay Tanan, this last case of Achura Kelim to say when the Kli is Makabal Tumah from Mashkin, from the back of the Kli, that therefore this kli is a kaldik atuma, that it's not metama truma. If so, v'leima, let him just say then, shmoloch Reb Lezer b'achur kelim. Let him just say, this one halach, he passed like Reb Lezer. What does he have to say in all four cases he passed like Reb Lezer? The Kura Kashra is treated with passing like Reb Lezer in the other three cases. It says, clearly halach Reb Lezer. Shmuel says, rather, elo, Shmuel is hokamash, when he teaches us like this, that the klal is, shein lemeidin halacha mepi talmud. Even though the Gemara sometimes says that's the Hilchasa, you can't paskin from that. Just the fact the Gemara says there's not a clear Allah, there's not a clear Uraya, that we paskin that way. Rashi explains that all Kamashmala, the Midi Yitzchak, Lemaimalu Alokha, Shemamina, the Ein Lemaidim Alokha, Epi Talmud, means Mitoicha Mishnah Brisa. When the Mishnah Brisa says Alokha, we don't paskin like that. Why? Why? Because Shamaroyim Achroyim, the last Amaroyim, they were diktakul betami atum, they went to understand clearly what the Tanoim are saying. The midu halacha bur, they went to say halacha, the clear halacha. As they went not just to understand their own words, but they went to understand clearly the other studim, and they came out with a clear psak halacha. Avlo rishayin about the Tanoim on the Mishnah of Raisa, they're diktakul ish b'divichem, and they didn't check into one into the other what he's saying. Ela kolechot mashem rab is only what you heard from your Rebbe, you taught to your Tanidim. And the way you heard it, you only cleared and say the way you understood it, and you said the loch the way you understood it. See, if so, it could be we don't pass in the way you understood it, we pass in the way somebody else understood it. Therefore, that's just Shmuel teaching us. That even though already he says loch of Reb Lezer in the Braisa, but that wouldn't be a clear proof we take a paskin like him. Because it could be the Amoroyim Achroinim were choiker into a lot of different sheets, and it came up different like that. Therefore, Shmuel's telling us no, that we came out, that's taka the loch of Lemaisa like Reb Lezer in these four cases. In other words, the question is, the true what we're saying, only these four cases, Sulek and not more, the Sulek of Rika, there are other places also, Tanam, not like this. Reb Lezer, why now? The Malam, the Nesatana, Sheti Moin Boy. Alright, we'll stop here. See you on the next day. In the middle of the Shal, the Gemara just said that there are four places that we pass on like Reb Eliezer. And then, because to Tyrus here, we had four cases we pass on like him. Last question was, like the Sulekia, no more, the Ika, the Tanan, Reb Lezer says,